Hi, it's Angela again. This is my first podcast original. You can also check it out on my blog, Sacrificial Chainbreaker. It's called Someone Else's Shoes. I'm an addict. I shake uncontrollably as I wait for my next fix. Nothing matters now but my next high. My job, family, and friends have all gone away. As I sit here alone waiting for what comes next, there is nothing I can't snort, shoot, or swallow as I take my sweet candy. I can taste that ambrosia on my tongue. I swallow it down, savoring the slow trek it makes down my throat and into my system. A release of endorphins flood me as they join together in a joyous chorus of pure ecstasy. My last thoughts before the high take over completely are, is this the high that gets me to the sweet release of death? I am a killer. I revel in the sweet stench of death. I buy my time, wait for the perfect moment, then move in for the kill. As crimson waves pour out of her skin, changing its color from a lush pink to a waxing gray, a giggle escapes me. I watch with bated breath as the light fades from her eyes. I can almost feel the moment they become two lifeless orbs, permanently fixed in death. My thirst for death abated for the time being. I dispose of her the best way I know how. I go on about my life as if nothing happened, no one ever knowing my dark secret only I share with the voices in my head. I mingle among the rest of you, waiting for that hunger, that need, that thirst to rise again. I am a sexual deviant. I wait till the witching hour, then I make my way down to the seediest part of town and that club everyone knows but no one ever talks about, the place where whips and chains decorate the walls, where a handy means more than one thing, and I can just relax and be my own perverted self because I am finally home. With the scent of blood and other things mingled in the air, I breathe in the depravity with a sense of peace and calm. This is my happy place. I am an animal. The night is mine. The world is my oyster. I've been moon-kissed, and as he shines his light down upon me, the wildness takes hold. I lift my head and scent the wind with my big snout. I catch the scent of my prey I have been stalking for well over an hour. I tick the time off in my head. 1, 2, 3. Then I pounce. I capture the rodent in my heavy jowls. I can hear his bones breaking with the gnashing of my teeth. I can feel his heartbeat slow to nothingness. With his blood dripping off my chin, I swallow him whole. With a satisfied growl, I chase the moonbeams silhouetted in the open field. I romp and I play and howl at the moon until dawn breaks out over the horizon, where I can curl up to dream until night comes again. I am a writer. I am all of these things and much, much more. Yet I am none of them all at the same time. My pen is my sword, which I bring to life with the tiny flick of my wrist. My imagination is limitless. I walk a thin line between fiction and reality, between the possible and the impossible. Everything I touch turns to words. Step into my mind, won't you? Let's take a walk in someone else's shoes. All you have to do to enter my world is simply turn the page.